8:30.
8:30 a.m. Oh, special meeting to discuss. I presume we're discussing moving the cabinets. That's about it, aren't we?
I think getting a printer for you guys.
I'm not sure what we're meeting for, to be honest. Yeah. I was not invited to
moving
the meeting.
Can we talk about that in this? I mean, we definitely need it.
Yeah, I mean, it's a public meeting.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's public.
First and foremost, can I be notified when we're having a meeting? I never got one email that we were having a meeting today.
Late in the day, Robin, just to follow up, I did send an email. You may have not gotten it, but okay.
I was not copied on it.
Okay.
I looked and looked.
I didn't know who was copied on it.
I got emails
back and forth, back and forth.
As you guys are, when you come up with a decision, can you at least make sure I'm in the trail?
I will do that.
Because I was told by Jessica yesterday, are you going to be here in the morning for a meeting? Otherwise, I may not have been here.
What I did is basically a reply to all, and maybe you weren't on the all.
Probably not.
Okay.
Thank you.
So anyway, let's go ahead and get the meeting open.
Thanks.
Thank you, ma'am.
You're welcome. And here's one. 8:30 a.m. I guess October 3rd already. Call the meeting to order. Could we have a roll call, please?
Mm-hmm. John?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Ari?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. I'd like to make a motion to suspend with a pledge and any other past business.
I'll second it.
Okay, John?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Ari?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. Okay, the way she's got it is new business moving from the White House, so apparently there's some misunderstandings or something, and we are to get it cleared up. My take was originally that we were just going to do it all.
When I made a motion.
I know what you made the motion. You made two motions, but moving is moving, and that's what I thought. So,
okay, can
so dispense with any other decisions. I just want to keep it clean and clear here. What do we want? I'm not going to debate anything. I'm just here to
I'm trying to get
the lady's approval to finish her move, because for one thing, if we move those filing cabinets out over there, we can move them out without them, the women going in, cross-contaminating themselves or anything, leaving those cabinets sealed, get them moved without anything else, wipe them down, and, you know, disinfect, and it's done. It's just that simple. So, now, having said that, and I do want it on record that I do not want to be responsible personally for the women going over there and digging around in the files, reboxing, redoing this, redoing that. I do want that on record, because I think we're subjecting ourselves to possibly some personal legal.
Absolutely.
So, having said that, why? Then whatever anyone wants to say, go ahead.
Okay, if I may, please.
Sure.
When we had the meeting last, I don't know how I wasn't as clear as what it should have been. I don't know if this is a permanent move, not a permanent move. I'm not even going to debate that today.
Okay.
It works out, it works out. I asked, I was in here, was it yesterday? When was I in here? Yesterday?
Mm-hmm.
Lisa said she would be fine staying here. I don't even want to go into that today.
Yeah.
But I do have a major concern of how did we get from what I said in here and the resolution that was made here of who would go in, and that the chief would oversee, and he said he had masks, to every article coming out of there and moved over here before we find out if, and I know Jim will speak on this, I spoke to Jim briefly, because I'm not an expert in this area. The reason I sent the text and the way I sent it is because I'm concerned about any cross-contamination of anything coming over here. When we first was made aware of the issue with spores and stuff, I'm no expert in that area, but I am an expert to say, don't no one go in there at all until we find out something And then from there, we'd have the chief, Chief Welch, administrate, because he, fire department knows about cross-contamination and et cetera, that no one would go in there. We ended up with everything, even personal artifacts. When I say that, I mean the whole office is over here. That wasn't what we were going to do. We were going to get the basic, everything that they need to operate and continue operating. Phones, computers, we could set up, you know, we didn't say which desk or anything of that nature. So I think, luckily nothing has happened. Everything turned out okay. But we can't, just because if someone wants them over here full time and wants them here, we have to work together as a board, not against each other. So it doesn't do us good to get to where we are. And then Ari, you're very correct. We couldn't make a decision on that. I am glad that we didn't do it, for the simple fact we have to be transparent. Whoever comes in to move the cabinets have to know the situation. We can't put them in that situation, a mover, and not know why we're moving them out. There could be possible contamination. I don't know anything about it. I'm sure Mr. Stevens will enlighten us and catch us up to date. I mean, so I'm not trying to say anything, Jim, that I don't know about it. But I'm just, these are concerns that I have.
May I ask you?
Sure.
Quite openly?
Sure.
Well, first of all, when we sat in our quarterly meeting and we talked about the situation, you know, the situation that we've got, because I, you know, we brought it up. Had a company come in, and the company that did come in and they assessed the situation, they had their meters, which I'm still waiting on their report to come back to me, that they did find mold on every floor. Now, whatever kind of mold that is, that's whatever their meter found is what they had. What they told me was solid objects need to be wiped down with a disinfecting wipe. Absolutely nothing came out of that house that was not wiped down prior to coming into here.
Sure.
Sprayed down with disinfecting spray, Lysol to kill the mold or whatever. When we had our meeting and we discussed about bringing the fiscal office over here with everything that they need to continue to do their job, I got with the fiscal office when we got over there and I said, what is it that you need to be able to continue to do your job? We don't have any desks. We don't have anything. They can't just put a computer on a table with a printer to do their job. So they needed their workstations, which is their desks. So we continued, we took everything, all the computers, the monitors, everything got wiped down before coming into here. Their desks got wiped down, completely wiped down, because we had to take them all apart to get them over here to set them up so they can continue to do their job, because they've got their computers, they got their printers, they got their scanners, their check machine. A hell of a lot more than I thought we were going to have to move. That's why in the text message that you sent out, I sent one back that said, you know, I'm a little confused because I thought we were doing what we were told to do, but absolutely no disrespect to anybody. I told my guys, we're done. I got a complete directive on everything that was happening. It was my understanding we were bringing them over here, we were going to get everybody out of the house, and then we were going to take care of the problem.
Right.
So that's what I was thinking was happening. I refuse to get in the middle, again, I'm going to say it, I refuse to get put in the middle to where I might upset one person and not upset another one, because I'm not going to jeopardize my job.
I understand that.
Over this whole...
And I will say my lack of any communication or that was given, I don't know if, Ari, you had any communication or not, but...
Yeah, let me plug right back. I'm going to be...
You know, just once we found the only communication that I was basing it on is, yes, they found presence of mold. I wasn't aware that you could wipe it down. I wasn't aware that any hard surfaces...
I should have been a little bit more, if you guys use the word transparent or whatever, maybe I should have said exactly what they said to me. The boxes that are downstairs, the files that are inside, it's the outside...
Cover, shell.
So those files that are downstairs... We will have to bring them out of the house, take the files out of the boxes, put them in new boxes, and do away with the old boxes.
Right, I can understand that. So with me making a decision or comment or text back, which I didn't think was harsh or anything like that, I was just concerned. is the safety of our people and also protecting the township from any liability. The liability is simple to deal with because the insurance takes care of it.
Sure.
What's not easy to take care of is someone's health and well-being if someone gets sick.
And we are
so
taking care of ourselves.
When I heard that people were going in and out of there and the things were coming out, and it wasn't facilitated by our fire chief, which when we were here, I said I wanted him to be who goes in, monitor how it's done. He said he had the mask for the people to wear. I don't know if you picked up any. I don't know what happened.
We had some, and that's what we had.
Okay.
We bought some because they were not provided by the fire department.
Okay, because he said he didn't get any calls or notifications. He didn't know when people were in there. So anyways, with that said, we could beat a dead horse, but I don't think that's what we're here for. But I just wanted to clear up any misunderstandings because I had lack of communication of the wiping down, what needed to take place. But I was more concerned about, as Mr. Horn said, cross-contamination.
Well, that whole day kind of blew up. The whole day kind of blew up when we had the people come in. I don't think really.
Well, I mean, it was a rush from the get-go. Once we said, okay, fine, we're shutting it down and no one go in. And I got to say, you guys did a good job getting everything over here and boom. And you know, in that time period and et cetera.
We couldn't go a day without them being able to do what they needed.
And I totally understand because it's the heartbeat of the township. I mean, finances and payment and payroll. That needs to be paid and on time.
But it got down to what they still needed to do. Where I finally just drew the line was for these cabinet
deals. Well,
and if it's something
we're not going to be, and we said this before, after the last time we've moved them over, moving back, we shouldn't touch those, in my opinion. I'm speaking as one. We should not touch those. If we're going to hire someone that does it professionally, our guys don't need to get hurt. And the thing is, I was concerned about, I didn't know you could wipe them down.
Yeah.
If they're saying that's the way it's safe to do that and bring them here, that's great. But we do need to let whoever moves.
Oh, absolutely.
You know,
I
disclaimer that they know that this is why, you know, we were told that there was presence. I'm done.
All right, so do we need to take any action?
Mr. Horton, you said when these come over, that's it. They're never going back there.
Well, I don't think we should. And let me tell you why, John. This will be at least the fourth time that those cabinets have been
moved
down that step.
I agree.
And what's happened, even if we ever go back over there, or whatever happens, I will absolutely fight it all the way through to keep from having to move those up and down the steps. Number one, we had this thing's been going on for 2 years, just so you know. We got we paid to move them here, I believe. We paid to move them over there.
Well, no, we paid to move them back. Jim and his guys.
We paid to move them back
Jim
over here.
Police department.
And best memory I have, and then two of the cabinets got damaged, and I don't even know if they're of any value right now.
They'll have to be assessed
because
the drawers are jammed.
So essentially, out of seven cabinets, what we have is five that we can use. Mm. And, you know, if the cabinets, if we get a steady place somewhere in the near future where I just don't think those should ever be moved back up those steps, ever.
Let me ask.
And there's damage, you know, and we're doing damage to the house.
I agree with you. I have seen it. Let me ask you this. How long would it be, do we have any estimate of them cleaning up the mold before we even go in to fix the problem?
Well, just like I had said before, after they assess the house, the room has to be taken care of
first.
They can do their job.
I didn't know if they'd have to clamp some of the mold so the person could
go in and do that. We have to eliminate
it's
the
be a problem. While.
Yeah. Okay, so let me ask you this.
It's going to be a while.
The fiscal office, you guys obviously need files. You don't know what you need when you need it. It's just when you need it, you need to turn and get it.
Yeah,
so it's evident that you need those file cabinets here.
Mm-hmm.
And then you guys are, I think you said you're going to plan on putting them, mm-hmm. you got plenty of room for that, correct?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
And then my second question is, how is it working out with both of you guys in the same room? I mean, is it hard on the phone?
It's very challenging. I mean, when I was working on the quarterly meeting minutes and she was on the phone on a business call, I felt like I redid this one paragraph 3 or 4 times because she talks loud because she does have loss of hearing. It's not her fault. I mean, she's on a business call. I can put earplugs in. There's different things I can do if the board chooses that this is the arrangement we need to stay with. You ask a question, I'm giving you an answer that
is
a little challenging.
Gotcha.
That if we're both on the phone at the same time, then we're overhearing each other's calls. Our caller's hearing her talk. My caller's, you know,
I've got a solution.
Just okay. So that I'm answering your question, it's a little challenging.
I work in an open office. There's 30 of us in an office, mm-hmm. and I'm really loud. Yeah. So,
no.
Yeah.
I mean, it's something you can get used to.
So what we did is we bought folks noise-canceling headphones.
Mm-hmm. So here's what my thing
might be an option.
Is. Let me ask Chief. Chief, are we using this back room? You guys are the sergeant's room or that we set up? We never did use that, did we?
Not yet, but temporarily I'm using it because... Yeah.
The back room?
Kind of working out of my car.
What's in this room?
That's going to be the duty room.
Duty room for the officers.
Okay. That's the reason where I was going is that has two pluses. You know, if she was able to work in there and she's not here to speak for herself, mm-hmm. if she was able to work in there, it also locks separately so she's completely mm-hmm. secure.
Sure.
And that would give you more room because I think it, either or.
Sure.
I would think she would because you do, I don't know. In my mind, I see you doing more of the filing and stuff like that.
I mean, I'm in the cabinets way more than she is because, you know, I'm dealing with the workman's comp. I have to pull stuff. Or if an employee is needing to update something in their insurance, I'm pulling stuff.
So let me ask this question if I could. And I know that she mentioned that she'd like to move in here when the chief moves out.
Mm-hmm.
Like the meeting that I had yesterday in here, it's nice if I could have used that room for a meeting, but mm-hmm. we couldn't, you know, because there's a lot of people walking through.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't anything that anyone couldn't hear or anything, mm-hmm. but sometimes we needed a private area to talk.
Right. I mean, that's why we kept our door shut.
Right.
Because
I got that. And I thank you for that.
Mm-hmm.
But where I'm going with this is I don't know what Lisa would think of using that back room if all the file cabinets were here, other than if she needed one there.
Mm-hmm.
That would be a very private place. It locks. We could set it up however she wants to set it up in the near future.
Sure.
We still would be able to use this as a lunchroom / break room. Well, that's the same thing. Meeting room if we needed to.
Mm-hmm.
Like with yesterday with my meeting, it would have been nice just to walk in there and do that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, could we just get you noise-canceling headphones?
Do for now, didn't we have some of those dividers that went between when we used to have both of them in there before?
No, they never had any kind of dividers in between the desks.
What was prior. That thing
there,
that they had?
There wasn't anything in between two desks. No, but we can build a divider if that's what needed to be.
Well, we can buy it. Would you want?
I've been approached about that. Even Lisa said, you know, how do you feel about, you know, facing each other? We face different directions, for one.
Right.
And again, the job I had before this was like what Ari said. We were in a very open space. I was in a room with like 40 other people.
Correct.
We were desk, chair, desk, you know. So you, at some point, you begin to adapt.
Yeah.
So right now, it's a little challenging. I don't think a divider is necessary.
Okay.
I really don't. I think if whatever the board wants to entertain, I'm open to mm-hmm. that. I think if you're going to suggest moving Lisa,
yeah.
I think she should be engaged in that conversation.
Right. That's
not going to happen anytime soon.
Right. I'm just saying if.
Yeah.
I threw that out there.
If we could just do this, I'd like to make a resolution that we move, that we contract a moving company. I don't know who's going to do it. I don't know if we use this one, if we're going to get bids, or what we're going to do.
Well, Jessica asked for it. She already had...
Bids?
People scheduled, well, we could have scheduled someone to have them in Tuesday, but that didn't happen.
Well, we have to do it this way, though.
Well, whatever, John. Okay.
I mean, to be legal. We want to stay legal, not just make a decision.
I thought we were legal, but apparently this will deal with it.
So anyways, I'd like to make a resolution to allow Jessica Rice, if that's who we're going to have, contact the mover to schedule a time and date to move the schedule, to move the file cabinets at a price of?
About $400.
Not to exceed $450.
On second thought.
Along with the fact that they know that there was the mold spores present.
I'll be there with them.
Without any further discussion?
I just want to make sure that we're having Jessica to contact. Jessica, do you have the name of the company that you're contacting?
MVW.
I'll just leave it for the moment.
She had, I think it was like three or four.
MVM Moving.
MVM Moving Company.
It's anywhere from $120 to $175 an hour.
Right.
So we're talking not to exceed $450?
Go over just a little bit, just in case.
Sure. And I've got John put the motion, Ari second it. Okay, vote, John?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Ari?
Yes.
Thank you.
And while we're still in...
You're going to handle the printers? Rob, do you know remember the amount that Lisa said we needed for the print? I think she said it was $350, $399. For printers and toner.
It didn't matter if it's $499. I mean,
let's just authorize $500 for new printers.
Yeah.
We did get validation. Scott came in here. Yeah, Mr. Rogers came in here yesterday. Back it up just a minute.
Let's not talk about Mr. Rogers.
Yeah, well, I'll say Scott then. He came in.
I wasn't aware. Lisa had mentioned there was a problem with it, but I wasn't aware that it was broke down.
It's permanent per Scott.
When did this start happening?
When everything got moved over, again, we don't think it has anything to do with the move. Everything was moved very gently, very nicely. Something maybe shifted in that thing. We don't know.
No.
Scott about tore the thing apart and put it back together. He plugged it in. It comes on. Yeah. But it's not registering the paper trays.
I make a resolution to authorize $500 to the fiscal office to get new printers to do payroll.
Okay, hold on. Let me get this.
This a printer that can be picked up over at Best Buy?
Yes.
I'll go get it.
Okay. So here's the fiscal office, please. With the email that I got yesterday, not only did I get an email, but a call from Union. This is the first that me as a board member known that there's an actual problem that we can't print with.
Mm-hmm.
Had we known this last, it didn't matter. If we would have known the first moment, I would have rather not paid Scott Rogers to look at it and just bought a new one. Other than if it was not hooked up correctly and et cetera.
Well, we had problems even getting Scott to even go and work with us in here.
But I mean...
It took till yesterday for him to finally tell us there's nothing more we can do with this printer.
But I mean...
So that's where we were with
it. What I'm getting at is that for $400, it's almost like a car situation. Mm-hmm. It's not worth fixing a tire for $200 when you can buy one for $150.
Well, let's go ahead. Did we vote on it yet?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, we haven't voted, so hold on. Wait
a minute, let's vote on this, and then we'll go to this. Go ahead.
John?
Yes.
Ralph?
It's about that.
But we're voting on a new printer.
Okay.
Let me get this vote out of the way first.
And then Ari?
Yes.
Okay.
So now we'll have a new printer. Now go ahead.
And what was the maximum number up to
500.
What?
500. What about the printer that was in the hallway at the White House?
That one's now my printer because mine died.
Well, can't you, if you have to print something, just plug into another printer? I've done that in my office before.
Based on what? What is your question? I mean...
Well, I'm concerned about the email that I got in all caps.
Lisa types in all caps at all times, just so you know. I've talked to her about email etiquette.